Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
92.9 ESPN. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't. He ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm not going to get no interview. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I'll make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in dust, cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say you
Tuesday. Hope all you are coming back from Arkansas are at least slowly making your way across the bridge. I gather it was quite the traffic jam getting back from Arkansas and the eclipse yesterday. Did you wander outside yesterday, Jeffrey, and look up?
We did. I think Jason, John, Dennis.
Oh, I saw the... There was a report. Jason and John filed a report live.
Indeed.
That was a dramatic photo.
So we all went out. Dennis had the appropriate
glasses.
Went out. I'm fuzzy on the memory. I just don't remember what... It felt like the last eclipse was just as big of a deal. I don't know.
2017 was the last eclipse, and it was just as big a deal.
So... I don't know.
But it will be now a long time before we have a similar deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the rhyme or reason to that. Now, we got Fishman today. Today on the radio show, we have Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. He's got a piece up on Jaren Jackson Jr. at the Daily Memphian. I would urge you to read. We'll talk to him about that. Grizzlies play San Antonio tonight at FedEx Forum. So we'll talk to him about that as well. And then Fish on Friday on Tuesday. And he may help us understand the eclipse a little bit. If you miss the totality, as I did, wander outside. That was one of the interesting things. Everybody was outside.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of fun. Like, all of Memphis just got up and went outside.
I think all the country.
Like, the whole country.
You're seeing, baseball games, the
Everyone
Masters.
Everyone just went outside. And I did like the pictures of everybody looking up with their goofy glasses on. As I said yesterday, was not an eclipse maniac. I never understood the eclipse hate that you got from some quarters. I guess it's the same thing. It's once something gets so big, whether it's, Taylor Swift or Caitlin Clark or the eclipse, they're haters, right?
Absolutely.
There's going to be haters.
Bands, actors.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So, the next one, if you want to pursue the totality, is in 26, August 12th, in 2026. Now, that's mostly in Greenland, Iceland, and Spain. That's where you're going to have to be for that one. If you miss that one, there's on August 2nd, 27, there's one that goes across Africa and Egypt. And then if you miss those, July 22nd, 28, Australia and New Zealand. And you're writing those down. That's good. I appreciate that. And so you can catch any of those at any of those places. It was a fun day, and it was a little eerie, wasn't it? Didn't you find it to be just a little like the I mean, it is amazing how much light there is at 97.7%, you know, of totality. It was still clearly very light, but it got cooler. It was, the shadows were kind of eerie. I wandered outside for about, I was there for about half an hour outside, just sort of taking it in, sat down in the back of the house and watched it all. And we had a couple pairs of glasses that we shared. You do have to trust the glasses, right?
Absolutely.
Like, there's a lot of trust in these plastic-ass glasses because you're staring straight into the sun.
Well, and they look like cheap 3D
right,
glasses.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the amount of trust that we put in those glasses, like, we don't trust lots of things, but we seem to, as a country, trust those glasses. Anyway, Fishman will talk to us more about that when he pops on at... in the second hour. So it's Chris Harrington and Charles Fishman. We do have a national champion crowned. UConn beats Purdue. You're one of your all-time favorite teams, I think.
Absolutely. They just confirmed. Like, I was scared all day yesterday, and boy, those guys just put me in their arms. They say, come on, little fella. Here we go.
It felt so much like... the women's national championship game.
Yes, where it was close in the first half.
Yeah, and that there's this massive star on the underdog team.
Literally.
Yeah, right. And and yet one team is just so much deeper, better, and then very quickly it gets out of hand. Obviously, it was a 6-point game at half, but very quickly in the second half, it got out of hand, and there was just a dominant team. They were a dominant team in the same way that South Carolina was a dominant team. And so, yeah, good for Zach Edey, who did everything he could, 37 points, 10 rebounds. But UConn is just better. UConn, all-time best point differential in a tournament, plus 140. They won their games by an average of 22.8 points. They made Jeffrey even richer than he already was. And it's two straight tournaments now where they
allowed me to make money in the tournament.
There you go. Two straight tournaments now when they have won every game by double digits. Wouldn't that be a delight? Just like, you don't even have to fret as a fan.
Oh no! I mean, I think they had 30 point leads in every game except I think the final four.
What a great thing! You've got all the pleasure, all the triumph, and really very little angst.
Correct.
Involved in the entire thing. It was really remarkable. And you now have this situation where in the last 25 years, UConn has won 6 different national championships with 3 different coaches. As Dan Hurley said, he said, UConn has run in college basketball for the last 30 years, and that is true. By the way, I did call up a story. I called up a story just now from 2020. Here, ready? This is from February 1st, 2020.
All right.
Not so long ago.
No.
Precious Achiuwa scored 16 points, 8 rebounds. Lester Quinones grabbed 8 rebounds and scored 14 points, including the go-ahead 3-pointer with 2:45 to play, and Memphis held off UConn 70-63 Saturday. That wasn't so long ago.
No.
Things have changed.
To me, it's, you know, Mark pointed this out, that when they were in the AAC, like their last 5 years, the best they finished was third. And it was like third, fifth. I'm trying to pull it up.
Yeah.
It was. So here we go. Yeah. It also finished third. UConn finished third, fifth, sixth, fifth, eighth, ninth, and fifth during the 7 seasons as a member of the AAC.
So that wasn't so long ago, but things certainly have changed. And obviously, I mean, tremendous players, right? Tremendous players and tremendous coaching. The notion that they essentially strangled Purdue, and Purdue takes 7 3 pointers in a modern basketball game. Purdue is only able to get off 7 3 pointers. Only one of their players, Braden Smith, had an assist. He had 8. Nobody else had 1.
I think the thing that when you were watching it, I think particularly early, 2 things stood out to me. Number one, even though Edie was going off, I thought they actually made it difficult on him.
No, he was hitting. He was hitting tough shots.
I was like, man, he's playing awesome.
Out of his mind.
Like, he is exactly what he wanted.
Yeah, he was dipping up and under sometimes. He hit hook shots.
Fadeaways. I mean, he was just making tough shots. And I was like, okay, if they continue to play defense on him like this.
And you're only getting 2. For those tough shots, you're only getting 2.
And then the other thing that really stood out is, God, Purdue's guards were in hell.
Purdue's guards were in complete hell. That's exactly right. And that's why, in that way, it sort of was a little bit like the South Carolina game. They're just bigger, stronger,
and
faster.
And in the second half, it felt like, much to your point, like in the second half, in the same way that if Iowa didn't make their shot, like it was like they got 1 shot in the second half.
And you had, Newton, obviously, 20.7 assists, 5 rebounds. Castle, 15 points, 5 rebounds. Spencer, 11 points, 8 rebounds. It was a dominant, dominant performance by UConn.
They only trailed for a minute 30. Minute 36, beg your pardon.
It was, and so I started to think about, and by the way, and then I've seen this comment, but it's also true. They look like they're an entire different galaxy than Memphis right now. Right? Like, in watching them.
Honestly, they look like they're in a different galaxy than college basketball.
Right. But even that game, Purdue looks like they're in a different galaxy than Memphis right now. Right? And so I was looking through some of the ways these teams are built and the quotes about how these teams were built. Like, yes, Purdue lost, but that's a hell of a season by Purdue. Right?
Absolutely.
Hell of a season. Hell of a season of redemption for Purdue.
They finished 4th. They didn't win the Big Ten tournament, but they win the Big Ten regular season. You get to a Final Four, and much in the same.
And then you lose to a great, to an all-time great team.
Yes.
Right? So then you think, well, let's take some of this and apply it to Memphis.
Okay.
Here's Matt Painter. I swear to God, he wasn't directly talking about Memphis. This is what he said. A lot of people that are picking out of the portal, they're trying to get the most talented guys, if they're getting multiple guys. Someone has to get 6 or 7 guys. There's no way 6 or 7 guys are going to be successful. It's impossible.
Yes.
That's Matt Painter. Here's Hurley. Young players with talent that are insulated by returning players to your program uphold the culture. Then strategic portal additions put you over the top.
Yeah.
I mean, this stuff isn't that complicated. You know what I mean?
Have a foundation and then fill in the rest.
This stuff is not, I mean, it is, it's not that easy or everyone would do it, but it is, so UConn had, so Newton was a transfer, but he was in his second year, right?
Yes.
Then they started a third year forward. They started a sophomore and a freshman who will be first round picks. Right, and they started a fifth-year transfer who was the one grad transfer.
Fill in the piece.
Fill in one piece. That's what UConn started. Purdue started a senior All-American who they developed from a 3-star.
100%.
Right? Then they had a third-year forward, 2 sophomore guards, and once again, a fifth-year transfer.
Yeah. But they have a foundation.
Then it was interesting because then they're talking about to the players about.
I suppose what other, you know, in fairness, Alabama did it differently.
But you know what Alabama has next year? They got them all coming back.
Exactly.
Like Alabama,
they had a reset year.
I'm going to get to this in a minute. Like they had a reset year and they did great during the reset year, but those players are all coming back.
Right.
This was from a terrific piece in The Athletic today. The writer says, of course, after you all put it together, the mind games remain. Role definition is the work of getting there with more minds than safe passage in the way. Everyone has to do what you tell them to do and not leave when they don't like what they hear. And then he quotes a player saying they're brutally honest about this is Caravan he was talking about. They wanted me for my offensive talent, but they were honest with me. They're talking about in UConn. Then on the defensive end, you got to get better. Hurley, we don't kiss the kids' ass during recruiting. We don't kiss it while they're on campus. We bring tremendous value to our players because we're old school and we push them to get better. I mean, I hate to say it, but all of that sounds like what does it sound like Penny does during recruiting?
Kiss an ass.
Kiss players' ass.
Yes.
Tell them they can do what they want. And then instead of being brutally honest, it's, you know. So.
Well, I mean, the other thing that really stands out to me. All right, let's take a look at these two teams. 39, here are the starters for UConn. 39 minutes, 34 minutes, 36 minutes, 35 minutes, 31 minutes for Klingon. He had some foul trouble. Then you had Diarra with 13 minutes. You had Johnson who got into foul trouble with 5 minutes. But then the rest, like that's seven guys. Purdue, 30 minutes, 38, 16, foul trouble again. 39, 23, 24, 12, 15. They played eight guys.
I mean, I hate to say this because it's like, I don't mean it as a, it just should, like you would think, I don't mean it as an indictment of everything Penny does. I mean it as a suggestion for the, you would think that you would look at this, right? If you were Penny or any coach, if you're John Calipari going off to Arkansas, right? You would think you would look at this and say, huh, what is the secret formula? What is the formula in this? Like, we've talked about it. Like, it's so hard in this day and age to figure out what exactly the formula is. What exactly? How many first years? How? It's actually, it seems to be pretty clear at this point. Honestly, and if you look at the past champions, the recent champions, whether it's Baylor or whether it's Villanova or now UConn twice, it's the same thing.
Get really good players and keep them.
Get really good players and keep them, and then add judiciously.
But don't restart every year.
But don't restart every year. And then once they're there, figure out who's best in what roles and play them till they drop.
Exactly.
Rely on your best players. You picked them, you identified them, you identify the roles for them, and then there's going to be some players who are sitting on the end of the bench who are unhappy, and those players will leave. But the other players, they see themselves getting better. They see themselves getting big minutes. They might stay.
And maybe the key lesson is in all of this is you cannot keep everybody happy.
No, you cannot keep everybody happy. And then you look at the two early top 25, right?
Yes.
You pick whichever one you want. Pick whichever one you want. This is over the Athletic. They can all of these teams. They have projected starters.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like Duke is number one in this particular one. Jeremy Roach returnee, Tyrese Proctor returnee, Cooper Flagg, who's a freshman and the best player in the country.
Right.
Like whatever. Caleb Foster's returnee. You got then you go to Gonzaga. They've got returnees, Ryan Nemhard. Like, you know, who you're building. You're building around those. They're basically all coming back. And then you go to Houston. Okay, they're going to lose Jamal Shedd. But you can go through. And in some of these, like in Houston, portal player to be determined, right? That's one of their starters. But then LJ Cryer, Emmanuel Sharp, Juwan Roberts, Javier Francis. Like, right, boom, those guys are all back.
Well, the thing that really stands out is every single one of these teams you've named, you can disagree with it, but they have a culture. They have a program. Like, it doesn't feel like every team's different.
Next is Iowa State. They return their four leading scorers. They're number four.
Program identity.
UConn is obviously going to lose, they're going to lose great players, but Diarra's back. They're going to have a bunch of players back. Castle will be gone. I've seen Kling will be gone. Those guys.
I mean, they had to replace 75% of their scoring from last year.
And then Alabama, basically they're all back. This isn't Tennessee, even Tennessee. I mean, Tennessee, you lose Dalton Kincaid. Like, yep. that's a big loss. But you got Ziegler coming back.
For what, his 17th year?
I swear to God, I think it's his 17th year. It's not that complicated. And it does, like I have said, I think Memphis is going to make the tournament. Well, first of all, that's the bar I'm looking at, by the way, right? I'm not looking at, like, are they going to go on a deep run, or are they going to get to the Final Four? Or are they going to, like, it's just, are they going to figure out a way to get into the tournament? And I am basing my answer of yes on the fact that Penny gets players. But you're making it impossible for yourself. How do you build a culture when you got a whole new team?
I mean, if you're going, like, you know, if you're going to say, how do you build a culture? It's, you know, I mean, you have to have standards. Like, there's got to be, you know, rules in place. This is who we are. This is what we do.
This is what we do. This is how I do it. I'm going to come up with a rotation. We're going to play the best players. We're going to, like, it's. So, honestly, from the, it was well-played game, certainly the first half, you know, was UConn's terrific. Purdue had a great season. From the Memphis perspective, I found it depressing.
Because they're so far away.
Far away, and their recipe is so far off from what the recipe seems to be that works.
Well, I think the other key thing is, I'm sorry, I don't have Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker did it like his, you know, the end of the Cal era.
Yeah.
And I think yet again.
I read that.
I think it was 1 5-star between the two.
Yeah, they had 1 5-star. There was in the starting lineup last night, there were 27 and 63 returning minutes.
Yeah.
27,063. The players who started last night had 27 and 63 minutes of experience, and there was 1 5-star.
And, like, if you look at last year's UConn team, I think Watkins, I think, went 14th in the draft. I think they had 2 draft picks and then 2 guys signed. So it's not like just go get overwhelming elite talent. Now, with Klingon this year, you know, top 5 pick, perhaps. I mean, we'll see. But really what it is they have 5 guys that maybe aren't all lottery picks or maybe all get drafted, but they have 5 guys that are at least going to sniff the NBA. And so it's not getting this top-end 5-star, you know, the best guy you can find. It is about finding, all right, who are, you know, it's finding fits.
Right.
They're good players. They're just not, you know, amazing players.
So there you go. How was the tournament? Let's grade it. I mean, you gave it a letter grade previously. I think it was a solid B. Yeah. It will be memorable because it will be UConn, right? It'll be memorable because UConn repeated. No team since Florida has repeated. Now they'll go for a three-peat. That's interesting. Like, it was interesting because of that. One shining moment, you see Oakland, you see Yale, you see Colorado winning on a last-second shot. Like, what else stands out? North Carolina State's run, obviously. Zach Edey being dominant. Zach Edey being absolutely dominant, and then UConn being.
Yeah, I mean, to me, like, I think I'm not going to remember a ton of games from this tournament. So we'll remember, like you said, Oakland. We'll remember.
Well, it's Oakland leads to Cal's departure.
Yeah.
I mean that's like seismic.
Correct. I mean, I think, though, when I define this tournament, I think a lot of it for me is, man, we saw the difference between the top end of the sport right now and everybody else. Because even Purdue, up until this point, I mean, they had they had a single-digit game against Tennessee, and I think every other game they played was double digits. And
it is interesting. We expected more parity than ever.
Yeah.
And yet, it seems like, for the teams that have really figured it out, you know, that do have returnees. Maybe that's part of it. So many teams are being put together and figured out on the fly, that for the teams that have a culture, have some stars, have deep experience, bring back their players, they can lay waste to these teams that are just...
They just have such an advantage. I mean, even a team like Clemson, a team Memphis beat.
Right.
But why was Clemson able to go on the run that they did?
Experienced. Yeah. All of that stuff. We did have other basketball news on the Calipari front and the who's going to replace him front. That deal's still not done, by the way. Still not official. But obviously will be. Nate Oates took his name out of the running. So Nate Oates will not be. You believed that, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, it was It was definitive. Nate Oates released a statement.
No, the question I always want answered on this, it's not whether or not I believe it. It's I always would like to know
what went into it.
Right.
What preceded it.
Correct.
Dan Hurley was emphatic. Not that I ever consider that seriously. Jay Wright was pretty emphatic.
Yep.
So I don't think Nate Oates, Dan Hurley, or Jay Wright will be the next coach at Kentucky. John Calipari was, it's just great. By the way, do you think the delay, to the extent there's the delay, those of Memphis cynics amongst us are like, well, the delay is because he's just lining up his players.
No, I think the delay is just hammering out the details.
Exactly right. So he was, they tried to interview him outside his home where he was walking his dog. Have you seen this clip?
So I have. In a dog stroller. And well, to be clear, do we ever see the dog?
No, we did. If you stay till the end, the old wait for it, John is pushing a stroller down a sidewalk and someone says, hey, do you have a comment, coach? He says, no, I'm walking my dog.
Right.
Walking my dog. And you're like, that's how you walk a dog? The dog is in, he's pushing a stroller.
I mean, and I guess so you could literally make the argument. He is walking the dog.
Except for then, if you stay till the end of the video, then you see this little white dog sort of catching up to him. There is a tiny little white dog, tiny, certainly by my dog standards, tiny.
We're big dog guys.
A small white dog.
And my dog's nothing.
Looks kind of old, dogs. Honestly. Looks elder. Looks like, honestly, like an experienced dog.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike, not a one and done dog. Like, this is a dog that has served some time in the program. Mm-hmm. Has some experience with his peers with the Calipari's, and that dog comes along. He has no comment. So there you go. Who now do you think will be the next head coach at Kentucky? I said yesterday, Scott Drew, my choice is still alive. It's if you do a bracket, my choice is still alive.
And we're not hearing a lot out of the Drew camp of,
you know, haven't heard a lot of
Stan Baylor.
I'm devoted to Baylor.
I mean, I think that one makes sense. It does seem like they're getting a little traction with Billy Donovan. But to me, I still kind of keep coming back to the idea of if someone left college basketball, what was that, 2016 or 17? Like, when you think about, and the reasons being, like, where the sport was headed, not liking it, is the right guy for the program someone to come back into this era?
It's a little different, though. Did he leave because...
I mean, there was also an element of,
like... He left because, like, he'd won multiple titles. He left to go do something else. He didn't flee this era. He fled before this era.
Yeah, but I do think he, like, part of his deal was, like, he did not like that, you know, what it was becoming. Like, if you think back to some of those last Florida teams, even the very good ones, like... They made a Final Four, but it's like they didn't have the high-end talent to win it all. And so when I guess you can make the argument left, you know, he leaves having accomplished. It's not like, and he left before it like fell apart.
Right.
Whatnot. But man, I don't get the sense that when you've gone and you've done the NBA thing, like you're just going to come back and just love this world.
Who would your choice be now? Your choice was Nate Oates.
To your point, I'm also putting stock into where it's quiet. And to me, Scott Drew was a heavy favorite to begin with, and you're not hearing a lot out of him.
Seems like a Mitch Barnhart guy, too, doesn't he?
I think they've worked together.
Yeah. Seems like a Mitch Barnhart guy. So there you go. All right, today on the radio show, we got Chris Harrington coming up at the top of the hour, and then Fish on Friday after that. We're going to take a break, back in a moment. Before that, I will tell you, Jeffrey made some money on gambling. You did this year, this tournament, right?
Thanks be to UConn.
And that's great. And it's great if you have fun with gambling. But if you struggle by gambling too much, losing money on gambling, your attention is drawn away from your family, whatever else, by gambling, some people can truly ruin their lives with gambling. And for those folks, there's the Gambling Clinic. Gambling Clinic over at the University of Memphis is not anti-gambling. I said that before. You're not going to like get scolded or anything like that. They just try to help the people who struggle. And they have now for more than two decades, since 1999. They have helped hundreds of people. They set up 10 to 12 confidential appointments. That's the idea. With someone who struggles with gambling, so you can get a grip on it and get back to living your life. It's at the University of Memphis. It's thegamblingclinic.com. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason and John.
Straight out of White Station and a U of M to your speaker. Jason and John.
These guys know hoops. It's how I get through the workday.
Unsportsmanlike mornings. The Jeff Calkins Show. Jason and John. Giannotto and Jeffrey. The Gabe Kuhn Show afternoon.
92.9.
92.9 FM ESPN.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again, free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's playoff time in the NBA and the NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Because right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150 in bonus bets guaranteed
win or lose. That's right. Then you can bet on everything from slash shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that is safe, secure, and easy to use. It's why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. So what are you waiting for? All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com and then type in the promo code. The promo code is Calkins. That's my name. C-A-L-K-I-N-S. C-A-L-K-I-N-S. And get your $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Let me tell you about my friends Carl and Karen. This place is sus. Let's go to Tunica.
And so they did. And immediately, they became winners.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning. Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning.
And not just gaming either. They did spinning, dancing.
Winning!
Or at the sportsbook.
Winning!
Or enjoying a world-renowned meal.
Winning!
No matter what you're doing in Tunica, you're always a winner.
Learn more at tunicatravel.com.
Springtime is project time. Let Waste Connections handle the cleanup for you. From construction projects to move-outs, storm damage debris, roofing material removals, to any debris you got, we'll take care of it. No cleanup job is too big or too small. Waste Connections. We see trash, we pick it up. Call us at 901-398-5400. Mention 92.9 and we'll even give you a discount. That's Waste Connections, 901-398-5400.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Whoa, Howie, that's a lot of diamonds. What's going on?
We're about to launch the biggest natural loose diamond event we've had in the history of Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Any shape, any size?
Yes, natural loose diamonds for any budget. Plus, get a free men's wedding band with every natural loose diamond purchase. 0% interest for up to 5 years. See a store for complete details.
It's the biggest natural loose diamond and bridal event this weekend at the South Lake Center location in South Haven.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, home of the meant-to-be guarantee, upgrades are welcome.
Your window into affordable luxury is Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis.
At Pella, we offer quality replacement windows at any budget.
I can't believe the price of my new windows. They were so affordable.
If I knew I could afford windows and doors as gorgeous as these, I would have chosen Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis years ago.
Right now, save 25% on your entire project or get 50% off installation.
The highest quality, the greatest value.
Choose Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis, your window into affordable luxury.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
DQ presents the sound of BOGO-free Blizzard treats in the DQ app. It's the sound of downloading the DQ app, redeeming the sweetest BOGO-free Blizzard deal, telling all your friends, and heading to DQ for BOGO-free any size Blizzard treats only in the DQ app for a limited time. Download it today. At participating locations, limitations apply. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love with the free Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams with Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the free Odyssey app today.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, both bearing down on us. Baseball is in full swing. FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers, $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's it. $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Win or lose, you bet on anything. Bet on the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, baseball, whatever floats your boat. Just go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel is, of course, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and present Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. We're going to play, believe it or not, in just a minute, but I did want to start before we do that. Sam Hardiman over at the Daily Memphian broke the news yesterday that that they've put together the deal that fully funds the FedEx Forum renovations. I love the headline. Here is the deal that fully funds the FedEx Forum renovations. After all of this wrangling for how long has it been now, Jeffrey? A year and a half?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Something like that? Was it two summers ago, maybe? No, it was just last summer we were arguing about it because last January or February they got the money. So it's just been a little, we've been arguing about it for a little more than a year. But according to Sam over at the Daily Memphian, who obtained a draft agreement, it fully funds the $550 million that will be required for this deal. The details are complicated, but essentially it involves finding about $11.4 million annually from the hotel motel tax that might otherwise have gone to Memphis tourism. That money will go to fund the $550 million in renovation. And honestly, the current agreement with the Grizzlies to cover operating shortfalls through the end of the 28-29 season. You can get all the details by reading Sam's piece over at the Daily Memphian. I have tweeted it out. Let's play Believe It or Not.
Now it's time for Believe It.
I don't even know if I believe.
It or not on the Jeff Calkins Show.
You'd be perfectly happy if the Grizzlies, if they stay in the eighth spot, you'd be perfectly happy, or seventh or eighth spot, you'd be perfectly happy if they emerged from this draft with Zach Edey.
Believe it or not.
Now, we're right now, right now they're seventh from the bottom, and we're assuming they're going to stay there.
Toronto's getting hot.
Toronto won again?
Yeah.
Yes, but it's Utah.
Well, they're two games in front.
There's two games.
There's now two each way. But they're most likely picking.
They're most likely. Well, they're seventh from the bottom right now. Again, they got San Antonio tonight. Most likely, they're seventh from the bottom, and the most likely pick is eighth from the bottom.
Right.
If you look at the odds, and so there you have it. They could jump into the top four, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm saying, if they stay at seven or drop to eight, you'd be perfectly happy if the player they come away with is Zach Edey.
I'm going to say I don't believe that only because at a certain level, it's like, okay, is everybody wrong about him? And what we've typically seen is that college bigs, for the most part, end up not really being big factors, pardon the pun, in the NBA. And while I think he's highly skilled and I think he's a very good player, I just get whiffs of, okay, that's just like a back end of your rotation big. Like, you know what I mean? Like, athletically, it doesn't seem like to me last night, the key difference between him and Klingon is I felt like Klingon gave him more fits than I felt like the other way around. Like, I felt like...
It's also true that Edey had to do so much more work.
100%.
Like, Edey was like, the guards are driving into the lane, and then he's caught. You go over and you help on the guards. If so, they're dishing to Kling, and he's dunking on your head. Like, whereas Purdue's guards were in fetal positions.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
So there's no question
there. He had to do so much work. Let me rephrase it this way. Ready. You would hate it if the Grizzlies come away at the seventh or eighth pick with Zach Edey.
Believe it or not.
No, I do not believe that. I don't think I'd hate it. Because you can, there is a world, like, no one when they saw Steven Adams at Pitt thought, man, that guy's going to have a long NBA career. He's going to start for as many years as he did and be as effective as he was. Edie is a better player than Steven Adams was coming out of the draft. Now, is Steven maybe a better athlete? Maybe, but at the same point, like, he is a rim protector.
I'll tell you, obviously, and John Hollinger did a piece on the two of them, honestly, yesterday. And it's funny, Zach Edey, in a college season, scored more baskets on post-ups than any NBA player this year, you know, and they have played double the amount of games, right? Because they don't do that in the NBA anymore.
Correct.
You know, it's just, it's not part of the NBA game like it is. And so he's not a prototypical NBA player, and he's obviously not then a fit necessarily for the Grizzlies, because what does he do? He excels when you feed him the ball. Yep. Well, you're not going to be feeding him the ball on the Grizzlies when you've got Desmond Bain and Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. and Marcus Smart and, you know, whoever else. So I don't love the fit in Memphis. I think he would play 18, 20 minutes a game. He would bang in matchups. The one reason why I think it's more complicated this year is the draft sucks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, who are you getting who is going to excite you at 7 or 8?
Well, and like, the spin zone for Edie would be, is one of the deficiencies of Jaren is rebounding. Edie is a tremendous rebounder.
Like, he's a tremendous rebounder.
And, like, do I think Zach Edey's perfectly capable of setting screens at the top of the key? Yeah, I do. Like, but, like, there is, like, the questions of how long is he staying on the floor? Like,
right,
I don't know.
But it is interesting. I would, very clearly, Castle is going to be he sees the floor well. He's a tremendous defensive player, but he can't shoot.
Yeah.
So, like, what do you do with him? Like, I don't know. Like, Reed Shepard was you need a little itty-bitty guard on the Grizzlies who's going to be a little itty-bitty guard who was, like, look at the NCAA tournaments of Reed Shepard and Zach Edey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
when which guy was getting more attention? In
now,
terms
Dalton
of, like,
Connect would you just get rid of Luke Kennard and have Dalton Connect be Luke Kennard.
Yeah, I mean,
it is a totally uninspiring draft. It just is. As investors,
you're gonna have to talk yourself into someone.
You're gonna, in the end, have to talk yourself into someone.
Yes.
And there will be good players come out of this draft. There will be all stars that come out of this draft. And so maybe, and I'll tell you what, Zach Edey isn't gonna be one of them. I think, right?
That
so
seems unlikely.
What you're doing is you're saying, I'm picking a role player at 7 or 8 with a lottery pick. But in this draft, I'm not sure getting a role player, and obviously you'd rather have Klingon. That wasn't the question.
Right.
Of course, you'd rather have Klingon. The men's numbers, when the TV numbers come out, will not come close to the women's TV numbers.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, I pretty much believe that. I mean, I think, what was it, 17 yesterday? 17 million.
Do we have it from last night?
No, I'm talking
the
about
women, the women. The women, 18.7.
18.7
average. It is the biggest. It's just incredible. Biggest than anything other than football, the World Cup, or the Olympics. The most watched basketball game since 2019. Period. The most watched basketball game since 2019. And outdrew all but 4 college football games in 2023. So, like we say, other than football, yeah, out to most college football games, too, except for 4 of them. Just kind of insane.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, it's a standalone game. You've got superstar and Caitlin Clark. You had undefeated team. Like, it felt like it had been building to, I mean, every single game that she played, it was like a bigger number. And you also had that game was on ABC.
Right. What is now going to happen? Let me ask you this. Which is going to draw better numbers next year? Women's college basketball or the WNBA?
Man. My guess is women's college basketball. Because you have it's more of a built-in audience. It's also played more during when we're conditioned to watch basketball. Whereas the WNBA has kind of an awkward schedule so players can go overseas. My guess is still women's college basketball.
Yeah, I think you're right. And then it is funny. Like Fishman was outraged he said, "Where's this game last night?"
Yeah.
Like it is amazing. There it is. It's on.
I mean, you know, I feel like we go through this every year. Every time the title game's on Turner, everyone
on Turner starting at 9.
I get seven different texts. Why is this game not on CBS? And it's like, well, Turner paid a lot of money too.
Yeah. That's what it is. The Grizzlies season feels like it's over.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, I do believe that.
Isn't that funny?
I mean, I was wondering, so, you know, more times than not, you'll oftentimes, especially if you haven't been going to games regularly, you'll go to a game and go, why don't we do this more? You know what I did not think on Saturday night?
Why don't I do this more?
Why don't I do this more?
No, it was funny because, and Jarvis pointed it out to me yesterday, like once, we've been waiting for the Mark game.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You've been waiting for the Mark game. And so there's the Mark game, the Mark game, the Mark game. We've been waiting for the Mark game. Now we've had the Mark game. That feels like the season finale.
Correct.
We had the Mark game. We don't think we're going to get Jaren anymore. Like, now it honestly is a matter of
playing out the schedule
and not winning too many games, right? So the schedule is Spurs tonight, at the Cavs tomorrow, okay?
Yep.
And then you got the Lakers Friday and the Nuggets Sunday. And by the way, this is a good thing because I don't think the Grizzlies can afford to win two of those games.
Well, they are underdogs tonight.
Yes, and the good thing is, everybody has something to play for. Like it's like a lot of times you're going to be like, all right, you're going to be playing Denver. Like, what exactly is the, what exactly is anyone playing for
right
here? But now you've got number one in the West is totally up for grabs, right? In terms of the Lakers, you know, you got 6 through 9 in the West is up for grabs. And so I don't think you're going to be getting a Cavs team, a Lakers team, or a Nuggets team that's going to be mailing it in.
I really think you're good as long as you lose 3.
Oh, no, you got to lose 3.
Yeah.
But
I think you'd probably be okay if you lost 2.
Well, I don't think Utah's going to win a game. And then it's going
to
be, if you, and
I didn't think
and
Toronto was going to win back-to-back games.
And then it's a coin flip. It's not like that's how they
yeah,
do it, isn't
if
it?
You
they
finish,
do a coin flip.
Yes.
If you finish tied
I
for 7.
I looked this up last week when you were talking about it.
It's a coin flip. So it is funny, though. Now, you got Wemby tonight.
Yes.
You know, and the guy has been absolutely phenomenal.
Hopefully that continues.
Wemby averaged 29.6 minutes a game this season, 21.3 points, 10.7 rebounds, 3.6 blocks, 3.8 assists. Jaren, by the way, Jaren, very good player. Mm-hmm. All-star level, borderline all-star level player, right?
Yeah.
That's what he is, right? In 3 more minutes a game, Jaren has outscored Wemby, 22.5 to 21.3. Rebounds, Wemby 10.7 rebounds, Jaren 5.5. Blocks, Wemby 3.6 blocks, Jaren 1.6 blocks. Assists, Wemby 3.8 assists, Jaren 2.3 assists. That's a little bit unfair. Wemby is a generational freak.
Correct.
Right? And that's rookie year.
Yes.
So tonight you can go and see Wemby, and you know there's something to be said for that. But and then you got the Lakers. It's going to be a heavy Lakers crowd on Friday, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
I mean it always is.
Yeah.
But
more so.
But you would think even more so. All right. If you were the University of Memphis, and were offered the chance to play Arkansas and Calipari in Little Rock, you would jump on it.
Believe it or not.
This is a tough one because I'm such a big proponent of
I hate
get
these
things on
stupid
campus.
Games. I hate those games.
Get them on campus. But at the same time, like, man, that's a carrot, isn't it?
Does the addition of Calipari, first of all,
does it make it more or less likely?
Well, yeah. It may be off the table now.
Yeah.
Right? So we have no idea. Like, if once John arrives, John will do the scheduling. Will John want to do that? Right? Yeah. It would be an interesting. So if Calipari were not the coach, right? If it were Musselman as the coach, would I want to do that game? Almost on principle, I'd say no.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I said, no, you're not so freaking great that we have to come over to Little Rock to play that game. We need home games. We need quality home games. We don't need to go
more than ever.
More than ever. We don't. Now, yes, they do. They do need to beef up their schedule. But playing in Little Rock is no freaking picnic. And
well, and then the fewer home and homes you get, the more bye games you got to get. And
right.
What
so
we've decided
I just
don't want to go see bye games.
If it were Arkansas without Calipari, I would say no.
But it
would be a good way to get the Calipari thing not over, because it's not
going to
be completely over.
There's an exorcism of demons, whatnot.
It would be a good way to do it without him having to be here, right? Yeah. Without having the booing and all that stuff, without the show of having him walk back into FedEx Forum and booed and all that stuff. If Memphis could play Arkansas in Little Rock, it's sort of a halfway measure. I think I'd do that. Clearly very high profile. I think I would do that. I would say yes to that series, but I would say no to the series if it were before Calipari.
Yeah, I think you obviously you're fighting, okay, do the Tennessee thing. Like, all right, how about one here, one there, and then one in Little Rock? But if the only option on the table is going to be Little Rock, I think begrudgingly I would do it, but understanding
it would irritate the hell out of me.
I'm working against what I think needs to happen,
it's on principle. I find that highly objectionable. Memphis fans will be rooting harder against Arkansas than Kentucky next year.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, I think I believe that, but it's only because I never really felt like it was specifically the animosity towards Kentucky. It's the fact that...
Yeah, but I mean, again...
I also don't think the Cal hate is like at a fever.
Well, that's what I was going to say. All the stuff who say, get over it, you people are being immature, whatever else. No one is sitting here obsessing with hating John Calipari anymore, right? You know, it's sort of fun. I've said that before, to have a villain and all of that and whatnot. But it's not... No one's waking up in June in Memphis hating John Calipari, right? It's just not... It's not the obsession that it once was. I don't think... But to the extent that hate still does exist, even as a sort of a pro wrestling kind of a hate, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I do think him going to Arkansas, like I heard it, I forgot who said this yesterday. I think it was Connor actually said this on Gabe's show. Like, here's the question. Do you want Cal's recruiting class to go with him to Arkansas? And Connor's like, yes, because I want Kentucky to feel the pain that Memphis fans. So I actually think a lot of it, I think it is directed as much. First of all, it doesn't matter, and it's not that significant anyway. But to the chance that exists, I think this takes a lot of the sting. I think it's going to be a lot harder to muster any hate for John. He was just run out of Kentucky.
I still believe in people. I still believe in people to dig deep.
Yes, they will.
But it's not going to be.
But like
the same.
Right now, I think Memphis fans would like it. Like John, to bring the Kentucky recruiting class to Arkansas.
Absolutely.
Even though it helps John.
So how do you like it now?
So you can say to Kentucky fans, how do you like it now? 100%. So it's a very complicated.
I've told you, one of my life's pleasures is watching fan bases come to grips with reality.
Pettiness is a very complicated thing to sometimes dissect. But yeah, I don't know.
This is a no-brainer for me.
It's a no-brainer that you want the class to go with him to Arkansas.
100%.
It's obvious for me, too. That's exactly how I feel.
Like, I don't even have to think. Like, that's not even like
but
one
that
of my...
suggests that my...
It's not even
that,
close.
That suggests my animus towards Kentucky is more elevated than my animus towards John, because that elevate... John wants the recruiting class to go with him.
Right. The argument would be, though, for me, it's more of... It's not just animus towards Kentucky. It's the, I love when...
It comes around, goes around.
Correct.
It's just embracing that dynamic.
Exactly.
It's just seeing comes around, goes around.
Right. Kentucky could be anyone. It's just wherever.
No, that's
you know
exactly
what I mean?
It. John Calipari will take Arkansas to a Final Four.
Believe it or not.
I'm going to say don't believe it.
Yeah, the odds are no, right?
Right?
Yeah, odds are no. Could.
I mean, absolutely. There's nothing institutionally preventing Arkansas from going to the Final Four. I mean, you know, other than Kentucky, I think you can make the argument.
I was going to say, well, let me put this one. Kentucky's next coach, whoever it is, will take Kentucky to a Final Four.
Believe it or not.
I'm going to say I do believe that because every coach, with the exception of Billy Gillespie,
has.
Correct.
Right. I think that's the difference. I think Kentucky is one of those jobs where you assume that, unless they flame out after 2 or 3 years, whatever, give them 5 years, they're going to get to a Final Four.
Yeah.
But the odds are John could absolutely take a team to the Final Four. But if you look at his recent history at Kentucky, he's not figured out the recipe thing, right? And he's got to redo it at Arkansas. Arkansas is not, as great as it is not Kentucky. On the bright side, what do they say, $5 million in NIL money is what the rumor was, it's really seven.
But I mean,
some have said it's like seven.
I have no idea what's PR versus reality.
So, okay, let me ask you this. Let's rephrase it this way.
Okay.
John Calipari will take Arkansas to a Sweet 16.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, I do believe that.
I think that's right.
I do. I think he's going to get, is this going to be a decade-long run? Like you said, every place he had been previously, he had taken a team to the Final Four. I don't think that streak would continue with Arkansas, but I do think that they're going to have a Sweet 16 team.
Okay. If you lend a friend $10 to buy a Powerball ticket,
okay,
and they win $1.3 billion, they owe you at least $100,000.
Believe it or not.
I say this because the Powerball was won last night by someone in Oregon, $1.3 billion. And so that's the question. If you're there with your buddy at the convenience store, or even before, he said, I'm going to the convenience store, I don't have any money, can you give me, which is crazy, because he's going to have a credit card or debit card. Can you buy it? You can buy a debit card, can't you?
Honestly, I don't know.
I have no idea. I don't buy lottery tickets. But anyway, so unlikely the scenario.
Dad, let me know.
You give the friend the $10. He goes buy a Powerball ticket and wins $1.3 billion.
Yeah. So I don't want to lawyer you here.
Uh huh.
But if you lend someone $10 and don't at least put the condition, if we win, we're splitting.
Oh,
you're an idiot.
Okay. So if you said nothing, he doesn't owe you anything. You didn't say that. You didn't say we're splitting. You just said, "Oh yeah, here's the thing." You gave him a ten. Does he owe you?
Again, this is you're being an idiot. But what I would say is that person should at least feel indebted. I don't think $100,000. You should give him $1 million.
If they win, okay. So $1.3 billion. I don't know what they take home. Whatever.
So let's say lump sums like 700.
$700 million.
And then after taxes, $350.
You think they owe you $1 million?
Yeah. You got $349 left. You'll be good.
They owe you $1 million.
It's a nice gesture.
You'd feel bad. You would give me $1 million.
Absolutely.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.